He ignored the speaker.
Now we have a situation where you can prove that you have more brains than a sand flea. Consider this. Your political rival, Rennie Cole, is standing next to you. All she has to do is sneeze. That big jowly fellow over there with the blaster rifle twitches and fires. I die. In my death spasm, I pull this trigger and blow your head off, and you die. Rennie can accomplish the perfect murder, and she'll never be blamed for any crime. And she'll be the uncontested candidate for Klaatuanian rebellion leader.
Patnal, his hand frozen partway to his own blaster pistol, scowled.
You draw very fast for an aging human.
Don't I, though? But I have a simple answer for that. I'm a wily old veteran, and you're nothing but a slave.
Another insult I will have to kill you for.
Han grinned.
I think that sneeze is starting to overwhelm Rennie.
Rennie shook her head.
I would not do that. It would be dishonorable.
Padnal did not turn his head. To do so would be to crush his snout more painfully against Han's barrel. But he did look sidelong at the guards.
Holster your weapons, at once!
They did, growling to themselves. Han nodded approvingly.
Good. Now understand something. I said you had the brains of a sand flea, not because you do, since you don't, but as an illustration of my other point, that you're a slave, which you are.
Explain that.
Happy to. If I'd had wandered into this tent an hour ago and told you, I command you to stand up, grab at your blaster, fail to get it into your hand, and look like an idiot, would you have done it?
No.
But you did. I made you do it. I walked up here intending that you'd do this thing, and you did it exactly as I wanted, because you're a slave. If you can be counted on to do certain things when people say or do certain things to you, you're a slave. A button-operated droid. Trust me, I know. I've been one, in the Spice Mines of Kessel, the most famous and prodigious slave gig in the galaxy. The Sand Panthers know you won't condemn what Grunel did. And that's fine by them, because it means they can continue to do their fighting outside the law, since they'll never go legitimate under you. The Council of Elders know you're the tool of the Sand Panthers, so they won't throw their weight behind you, but because you want to lead, they can lure you around and make you dance for their bait. And all your political opponents need to do is question your love of your brother to keep you pinned in place like an insect in a collection. At no point during this whole process do you grow up to be a free man.
Padnal stared at him for long, hard seconds, then finally spoke.
Put your blaster away.
Han withdrew it a few centimeters, twirled it, and holstered it.
Gonna kill me now?
I should.
But instead, Padnal turned away and headed for the tent flap, his body language stiff, furious. When Nyella and his guards moved to follow him, he waved them back and departed alone. Rennie heaved a sigh and looked at Han. Hers was the expression of a sabacc player who'd just been bluffed out of the pot. Han moved to stand beside Leia. She seemed at ease, but Han had seen her take that balanced, poised stance plenty of times. It meant she was a fraction of a second from drawing and striking with her lightsaber. He smiled at her.
Lunch?
They walked out into the sun. Leia gave him a pensive look.
If I've grasped what just happened, you've manipulated Padnal into standing up against people who he now thinks have been manipulating him all along, whether or not they really have. And he'll do it by condemning the destruction of the Fireborn, because you've led him to believe that's the only way he can assert his independence.
Han nodded.
That's about the size of it.
How exactly did that work?
No man under a certain age, or under a certain intelligence rating, can stand to be called a little boy holding onto his mother's knee. I've fallen for that one plenty of times myself. Luke's done it to me. You've done it to me. I knew I could do it to Padnal. After all, he has the brains of a sand flea.
Join me, Han, and we can rule the galaxy as wife and husband.
He shuddered.
How about lunch with Alana instead?
All right.